كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: أرباح أبل تفوق توقعات وول ستريت، وسهم أمازون يرتفع لأعلى مستوياته في 3 أشهر، وإنهانس فنتشرز تطلق صندوق بيلدرز فوند 1 بقيمة 30 مليون دولار. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي وشهير. وخلونا نبدأ أخبارنا لليوم ونحكي عن عمالقة التكنولوجيا وتحديدا سوق الأسهم اللي عم بيتأثر بشكل كبير بالفترة الأخيرة. أعلنت شركة أبل عن أرباحها المالية للربع الثالث تحديدا يوم أمس الخميس، واللي فاقت توقعات وول ستريت للمبيعات والأرباح أيضا، ولكنها أيضا أظهرت تباطؤ في النمو. ارتفع أسهم أبل تحديدا بأكثر من 3% في تداولات ما بعد الإغلاق. وفيما يلي خليني أخبركم بعض الأرقام الرئيسية مقارنة بما كان تتوقعه وول ستريت. ربحية السهم تحديدا وصلت 1.20 مقابل 1.16 دولار متوقعة، وبانخفاض شهدناه كان 8% على أساس سنوي. أما إذا بدنا نحكي عن الإيرادات، فوصلت 83 مليار دولار مقابل 82.81 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة، وزيادة 2% على أساس سنوي. في عائدات آيفون تحديدا إذا بدنا نحكي وصلت ل 40.67 مليار دولار مقابل 38.33 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة، بزيادة مثل ما عم نشوف في 3% على أساس سنوي. أما إذا بدنا نحكي عن عائدات الخدمات واللي بتدر دخل أيضا كبير لشركة أبل، فوصلت 19.60 مليار دولار مقابل 19.70 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة، بزيادة 12% على أساس سنوي. أما إذا بدنا نحكي عن عائدات المنتجات الأخرى، فوصلت 8.08 مليار دولار مقابل 8.86 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة، وعم نشهد هون انخفاض وصل ل 8% على أساس سنوي. أما إذا بدنا نحكي عن عائدات ماك تحديدا، فوصلت 7.38 مليار دولار مقابل 8.70 مليار دولار متوقعة، انخفاض هون شهدناه ب 10% على أساس سنوي. وإذا بدنا نحكي عن عائدات الآيباد، فأيضا وصلت 7.22 مليار دولار مقابل 6.49 مليار دولار متوقعة، بانخفاض شهدناه 2% على أساس سنوي. أما عن إيرادات أبل، فارتفعت بنسبة 2% خلال الربع مقارنة بنمو 36% خلال نفس الفترة من العام الماضي، وأكثر من 8% في ربع مارس أيضا. أما إذا بدنا ننتقل ونحكي أيضا عن أسهم شركة أمازون تحديدا، واللي تأثرت أيضا بشكل كبير في الفترة الأخيرة، ارتفعت الآن أسهم أمازون بأكثر من 11% في تداولات ما بعد الإغلاق يوم الخميس، وذلك بعد ما أعلنت الشركة عن إيرادات الربع الثاني اللي كان أفضل من المتوقع، وأعطت نظرة متفائلة أيضا للربع الثالث. إذا بدنا نحكي عن ربحية السهم تحديدا، فصار في خسارة 20 سنت. أما إذا بدنا نحكي عن الإيرادات، فوصلت 121.23 مليار دولار مقابل 119.09 مليار دولار متوقعة. خليني أخبركم عن أداء قطاعات أمازون الرئيسية الأخرى خلال الربع. قسم أمازون ويب سيرفيسز مثلا نحو 19.7 مليار دولار مقابل 19.56 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة. أما عن الإعلانات، فوصلت 8.76 مليار دولار مقابل 8.65 مليار دولار كانت متوقعة، وتجاوز نمو الإيرادات بنسبة 7% تقريبا في الربع الثاني من التقديرات، مخالفة للاتجاه السائد بين نظراتها في مجال التكنولوجيا تحديدا، اللي أبلغوا جميعا عن نتائج مخيبة للأمال مثل ما ذكرنا حتى وغطينا يوم أمس. قالت أمازون تحديدا أنها عم تتوقع تحقيق إيرادات في الربع الثالث بين 125 مليار دولار و 130 مليار دولار أيضا، وهو ما بيمثل نمو بنسبة 13% تقريبا إلى 17%. وكان المحللون عم بيتوقعوا أيضا مبيعات بقيمة 126.4 مليار دولار. مثل ما شاهدنا فعلا شركة أمازون كانت يعني مغايرة لكل النتائج عمالقة التكنولوجيا بالفترة الأخيرة. كنا عم نشوف أن اللون الأحمر عم بيغطي على سوق الأسهم، وتحديدا سوق أسهم الشركات التكنولوجية، ولكن شركة أمازون أثبتت عكس ذلك. أما إذا بدنا ننتقل إلى آخر خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن منطقتنا العربية وسوق الشركات الناشئة، أعلنت الآن إنهانس فنتشرز استوديو الشركات الناشئة في الشرق الأوسط وشمال أفريقيا وباكستان عن إطلاق صندوق بيلدرز فوند 1 بقيمة 30 مليون دولار أمريكي للاستثمار في قطاعي التقنية المالية وأيضا التجارة الإلكترونية. وعم بخطط الاستوديو وفقا لبيانه إلى خلق 5000 وظيفة في التقنية المالية و500 من قادة الأعمال وأيضا تدريب 50 من مؤسسي المنشآت، وأن يكون الشريك المؤسس لما لا يقل عن 5 منشآت رئيسية في المنطقة خلال 5 إلى 10 سنوات قادمة انطلقت من Enhance Ventures. طبعا Enhance Ventures بتتخذ من الرياض مقر لها وتأسست عام 2016 وركزت على بناء منشآت رقمية بداية في المملكة العربية السعودية كسوق رئيسي، ثم شفناه أنه انتقلت وتوسعت للإمارات ودول الخليج أيضا. وبيتواجد فريقها التقني حاليا في اسطنبول وله مكاتب فرعية أيضا في القاهرة، عمان وبيروت أيضا. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع ديفيش ميستري الشريك المؤسس لشركة Red Blue Blur Ideas. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد.
Okay guys, we love smashy business news, but Augustus Media is much more than that.
That's right, we are a content house, and along with smashy, Augustus Media creates heaps of content, like the Love in Dubai show.
I'm Casey, that's Simran, we're your hosts of the Love in Dubai show.
And we're back with our guest, Divish Mistry, co-founder of Red Blue Blur Ideas. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me, Ella.
Hi, I'm great. Hope everything's great with you as well. We would like to talk more about the company. When did you start it? And why did you think it's important to have such services, UX, UI, to bring revenues for businesses?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you're wondering what Red Blue Blur Ideas is in the first place. I'll keep it succinct. Both myself and my co-founder partner, his name is Amol, We're big fans of Superman. But the whole idea was that when we started this organization in 2011, we wanted to like really change the way people perceive the company and how people work in the company. It was all about doing things the right way. So like if things are not working out, say no. If things are actually going to help, do it that way. Like have that intention. It's not just about making money. So the DNA was all about Superman, you know, doing things the right way. Red, blue, blurry. That's what Superman is. When he flies, he's a blur.
I like it.
So, yeah. And it's funny because this usually is like an icebreaker every time. We get that question all the time. What is this?
Exactly. Why did you choose that name? But tell us more about the services and what kind of service do you guys provide?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, we have been the longest running independent digital experience consultancy in the region. And when we started back in 2011, we were the first ever organization to create like a testing lab, actually a design testing lab. And what I mean by that is, very simply put, you know, design is very subjective. When you create an app or when you create a website or whatever, one person would like it, the other person would not like it, there are different opinions. But at the end of the day, it's the users who are going to be interacting with your app or your website. So it's very important to realize, how does it work for the user? How does the flow work for the user? And we all know today, I mean, with the boom of the internet right now, especially in the market here, if a site doesn't load for like more than 10 seconds, you'll move on to another site.
100%.
If there's too much to read, you'll move on to something else.
100%. The bounce rate now, it's very competitive. It gets really high.
Yeah.
The moment I enter or visit a slow website, I'm out. I'm bouncing out of that.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised. Globally, it's over 40% of a bounce rate. Like if things are like about, it's taking more than 7-8 seconds, move on.
Wow.
And not only that, to be honest, it's also about, I'm sure you've experienced this. You probably open, most of the times of using a mobile phone, you'll open a website or a mobile phone and it looks like as if it's a desktop website. You like keep squeezing it in and like, hang on, I can't read it. See, that these are the small things, which is all about experience. But now, when I say user experience, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, no, but it's very important as well for companies and business owners to understand that and to have awareness that it has to be mobile friendly, not only looks wise. It's important for your SEO. It's important for those things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in a way, the core services that we provide is user experience, UI design, obviously, which all go hand in hand, usability. And as you rightly said, we have been an award-winning SEO agency too. Like year on year, we've been winning the MENA Search Awards. So I think we're doing something right.
Definitely. Tell me more about SEO, because a lot of companies don't even understand it, and different businesses as well, they don't understand how important it is. So can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, let's very simply. I mean, I'm sure we all Google, right? And you want to look for a product and you're trying to Google something or want a review of something. You know, when you open it, first thing you see ads. Most of the times you'll just go down because 100%. You're like, oh, it's not an ad. I won't trust it.
Yes.
We all know. I'm talking, you know, I mean, just being open. So what happens is the first page, the first few links is something you would trust. You go to second. How many people go to like fifth page? No one. Very rarely.
No, like maximum, so I would go
SEO,
three.
Yeah. Exactly. So what I mean by SEO is search engine optimization. That means your organic results that come in. When people search, your website should show naturally, not the ads. So to rank higher, it's not something that you can pay. It's something that you have to build over a period of time. You have to have trustworthiness with your site, authenticity. There are a lot of little tiny intricate things that change.
Exactly.
And, that's the core thing. So people always want to come like in the first kitchen. No one, I promise you, no one, if there's anyone who comes and says, I guarantee you in 1 month you'll be number one. No, it's not going to happen.
No. It takes time for sure. And it's a lot of work as well, like using certain keywords and having a meta description and things like that. Like it's a lot of work, by the way. And having links.
Absolutely.
And all of those things, internal, external links.
Exactly.
So you're credible to Google. And as you said, like you cannot pay to be on page one on Google at all.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's literally hard work.
I mean, you can pay for the ads, but
yes.
Come on.
Exactly, 100%. And one of the challenges, I don't know if you guys faced it, because once I was working in a marketing agency, and then it was convincing business owners who are not really fully aware of marketing how important it is, of what SEO is and how important this service is.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a luxury.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I mean, to be very honest, for us, because we've now had a good track record over the years, and we worked with quite a large number of corporations. Like, we worked with banking industries, we worked with airlines. You know, with airlines, with multi-language and all that also. So it's just the results that prove it. Like, for us, it's very easier now to go up and say, look, these are the set of results that we did. We started here. This is the kind of revenue you're getting now by organic results. You don't have to pay so much now for your ads and stuff, because you're getting organic results. Which in turn turns out really well for the organization. It's much more healthier. Trust factor, people will actually trust you more because you're organic. Second, you're not spending so much on ad revenue for just that part. So a couple of these things, but there's far many more benefits, as you can tell.
100%. And you've been in the market for several years. So can you tell us more, what kind of a change do you see lately, and especially after the pandemic?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, everything's gone online, right? it was online. And to be very honest, I think we live in a fantastic city. It really pushes the boundaries. So Dubai and UAE in general really goes, you know, the strategy they have, for example, the whole thing, which is going like paperless by a certain year. Now, you know, very recently we worked with a very large free zone entity. And it was interesting because we just didn't make websites. We did a whole digital transformation for them. It was a 2-year project. This is when you apply for licenses. This is when you actually want to get, open a business, do all the other transactions. So they used to have this, which is very physical, right? People will go to the branch. And clearly it was the right time for them to do it. It was just before the pandemic. And what we did was we did a lot of work in connecting all the dots, because as you can understand, it's got to do with customs. It's got to do with so many different things, visas, external organizations. All of that put online together. I mean, it got to a point where we say, in a year's time post our launch, the number of transactions, renewals that happen online went up to 88%.
Yeah.
It reduced the whole footfall of actually them going to the branch. So basically people were suffering. There was more weight in the company. Oh my God, I have to like handle so many things. Nope, everything started going online more smoother. So that's the future, right? Like you rightly put it.
100%. And in terms of revenues, because businesses will invest in such services, UX, UI, and SEO, marketing services as well. But how does it affect the revenue? Is there a direct effect as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a direct correlation with revenue. Like SEO, I already explained. I mean, one of the things which is long-term, about a few months, once you start investing in organic, there's trust, but from a revenue standpoint, you're spending less on ad, yeah, which is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And from a UX and UI point of view, come on. I mean, the direct revenue, first and foremost, you have brand loyalty because you've done things right. You've done things. See, with the UX part is you're not just designing pretty things. You're also making people feel good about things. You know, I mean, we've got so many different kinds of apps with, for example, you know, the taxi hailing apps that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we use one more than the other?
Yeah.
Right? Yes. They all get you know, to a point. So obviously at that case, what happens is you've built up loyalty for the brands, which means at the end of the day, you're having more revenue by getting people believing in your brand of sorts. See, that's more of a brand loyalty standpoint, but from a direct revenue standpoint, of course, think of an e-commerce website, right? If I want to look for something and I find it really easy to go and do a checkout and everything else in a click of a finger, I'm going to stick to it.
Yep.
Clearly, I'm going to have repeat visitors and I'm going to refer all my friends to it. So you can just imagine, I'm building more, the company is getting more users.
Yeah.
At the same time, the revenue is going up.
And
so in a simple way, it's this. Yeah.
Loyal users as well, returning visitors as well. That's very important.
Biggest thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, think about it. You and I and most of us, yes, we read reviews online, but somehow we trust what our friends tell us more, right? Like, oh, check this website out and they've got amazing deals and you can actually order in like two taps a second. You don't even have to worry. Yeah, I'm going to give that a shot.
100%. When a friend comes to me and recommends, and especially certain friends, you know them, you trust them.
Yeah,
Word of mouth here is, I feel, still very, very, very strong, way more stronger than some online ads that I might see actually.
True, exactly. I mean, you trust that more.
Exactly, 100%. Tell us more about your future plans in the company.
So, I should say my partner and I, we are like actually quite proud about the fact of where we've come. We've introduced user experience in the region. There was no such thing. We've got advocates. We work with a lot of government organizations, not only here in UAE, even in Saudi. And we now see today is that they are very much aware of this. Our next step, to be very honest, is to start moving into service design. And I'll give you a very simple example. When you think about service design, it's an interesting, in my tower where I live in, when I have to exit the gate, they've installed this button where I just have to wave my hand.
Yes.
And the lock opens.
Yes.
Which is great because of the pandemic, right?
Of course.
But here's the interesting thing. There's still a handle that I have to push. I mean, you didn't think of that?
Yep.
So that's what I mean by saying a service design, as in it's important in physical spaces also, how we interact.
It's very important.
Because now digital and physical is together of sorts in a lot of ways, right? It has to be a complete experience.
100%, I agree. And even especially now with the metaverse and things like that, like people, yes, want to have events, but they still want to go for the hybrid events, which are in real life, physical,
true,
but still at the same time in the virtual reality.
Absolutely. We, in fact, very recently in Saudi, we worked with a large financial organization and helped them to do this, do an online event, like a virtual branch and things like that. Very interesting experience.
It's a very
we learned a lot too.
Exactly. It's a very interesting space that we're coming to. Thank you so much for being with us and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. شكرا.
All the best.
Thank you so much. شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. كنا عم نحكي عن أهمية الـ SEO والبحث على الإنترنت للشركات الخاصة فيكم. أنا بشوفكم بنفس الموعد يوم الاثنين. نهاركم سعيد جميعا.
مثل ما وعدناكم، أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يوميا في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.